Life Audio.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Nightly Prayer, a podcast designed to help you rest and connect with your Father in heaven as the day ends. God is ready to meet you in this moment of peace as you settle into sleep. After the short word from our sponsor, you'll encounter tonight's devotional, The Acceptance You Long For. The Acceptance You Long For, written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Galatians 1, verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. There's someone in my life I suspect doesn't care too much for me. At least it seems that way to me. And I just can't figure out where I went wrong. She must think I did something, said something, or thought something, causing her to have a carry aversion of sorts about whichever of those somethings it may be. But it can't be true. There must be a misunderstanding. I mean, it's pointless to ask. She'll surely deny it, or worse, she'll think I'm super strange and then have more reason to want to steer clear. But now the good news is, after I'd thought all these possibilities to death with no solution, I had to give up caring so much and finally release it a bit. Phew. Is there someone in your life that has made you feel a little less than accepted? Or maybe like me, there are a few someones that have made you question your goodness and worth. I wonder if maybe God wants you to give up caring a bit too. Not that we shouldn't care about people. We are certainly called to love. And I've made a point to continue on in kindness and pray for this person, because there could be a hurt part of her heart needing mending and comforting that somehow leaks out as keeping distance from certain people, and in this case, me. But regardless, I do believe God wants us to put a lot less emphasis on finding our identity and acceptance of people, and instead find our solid anchor of acceptance as His beloved sons and daughters. But it's hard, especially when the person in question appears to be a child of God too. We may think that at least they should see specks of the holy desires of our souls and love us as the Bible commands. But the truth is, even the seemingly best Christians and most devoted churchgoers are flawed sinners too. And though they may be people of God, they aren't God. And we can't get too caught up in what anyone may or may not think of us. I still need to work on this too. So, will you join me in remembering what God says and thinks about us? The only one who truly sees the entirety of our heart, mind, and good intentions. The only one who isn't swayed by a sin-stained bias. The only one who loves you and me absolutely unconditionally. We have to understand that not everyone will like and accept us. And that is just not for us to concern ourselves with or lose sleep over. Note to self. But rest assured as you close out your day today that your Father in heaven is looking down on you with the most precious affection and adoration. That is what matters, and that is more true than anything else that you can only guess about. You are accepted. You are cherished. You are His beloved. Lord God, you are the God who sees me. You've seen me and every single one of your children with pure eyes of love, with a robe of righteousness I received when I received you into my heart. I don't want to let the opinions of others confuse me and question my identity, but sometimes I fall to the charm and skewed lens of the world. Help me hold tight to what is true, to what you say, that I am chosen, that I am precious, fully known, and fully loved by you. I praise you for your perfect love that fills my soul. In your trustworthy name I pray. Amen. Three things to meditate upon. One, are your assumptions about someone's disapproval of you valid? And does it matter to you more than it should? Two, what do you think God would say about what others might think about you. And 3, imagine what your Heavenly Father's perfect love looks like and what words His perfect love would speak to and about you. Thank you for listening to Your Nightly Prayer, a production of the Life Audio Network. If you found comfort and inspiration in tonight's prayer, be sure to follow and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow today so you never miss a moment of peace and reflection to end your day.